This is Jim Niarchos with the All Four Seasons Home Show. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the garage door is the largest opening to your home. Why is it important? Front doors, why are they important? To curb appeal, securing your home, energy efficient. And we're also going to share with you how not to get ripped off. That's important. That's what we do every week here.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today. AccentRoofingService.com.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we're proud to be here, part of the Dickey Broadcasting family here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk, Extra 106.3. Dan, good morning. And what I'd like to find out here, Dan, and the people out in our audience, a garage is the largest opening to your home, okay? What's so important about a garage? What can another garage door, a new garage door, do for a home?
Well, unfortunately, Jim, a lot of people look at the garage door as kind of a secondary type thing in the house, right? They're replacing the windows, maybe the roof, they're getting the paint job, the landscaping. But it is the largest opening in your house. It's a mechanical device that can break down that you count on every day to get your car in and out of your house. It's a safety measure, right, to keep people out of your house. It adds insulation value to your house since it is the biggest opening. Sometimes it's the biggest deal in the entire house as far as insulation goes, which we know windows are important. We know front doors are important. We know regular insulation in the house is important, but it's also the insulation in the garage door. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I don't insulate the inside of my garage, but that's still conditioned air that is either going to get in or it's going to escape from your house.
Right.
And the better job you do of sealing that up, the more money you keep in your pocket every month, the better job it does regulating the temperature in those rooms that are especially above the garage or close to the garage. And then, of course, beauty, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you've got the biggest opening, right? I mean, people are looking a lot of times, that's a third of your house when they're looking at it. So if you can find the right door that matches your house and either blends in if that's what you want it to do or stands out, really, it can change the whole appearance of the house.
So an investment of a new attractive garage door not only makes your house more secure, it can translate into saving dollars, energy bills, and also add to the curb appeal of your home and your investment, right?
That's right. It's actually one of the number one investments you can make on your entire house. You know, people talk about kitchens, which it does help with the kitchen, but the garage door is actually the number two thing that you can do for your house. The money you put in, you will get every bit of that money out of that house. Not only when you sell it, but because you're saving that energy, you're paying off that garage door every single year.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you know, it's so easy, you know, to forget about the garage door. We take it for granted. Like you say, we're in and out of it. We depend on it to always work. And like in my home, and I think in a lot of homes, we go in and out of the garage. We don't use the front door, the side door, the back door, the porch door. We're opening that garage door up and down. So it's important that we can depend on it 365 days a year, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, some people don't even have the key to their front door. That's how little they use it. So having your front door, obviously, or excuse me, having your garage door working is huge. And it really... You know, some of the repairs that happen on garage doors from, I've been doing this 21 years. And if I look back at how long, say, springs last on your garage door, it's almost half the time as when I started 21 years ago. And there's a couple reasons for that. But one of them is because people use the garage door so often during the day.
Right. And of course, this isn't our grandfather's garage door. There's many styles. There's the variety is unbelievable, right?
They have come so far, again, since I started 21 years ago. When I first started, there were maybe four colors. There were three different types of builds that you could get in your garage door. You know, the economy version with no insulation, economy with insulation, and then one with steel on both sides, insulation in the middle. The looks, there were two looks. There was a short panel and a long panel. That was it. A couple different window styles. Now it is unlimited what you can do with a garage door. There are literally hundreds more options than there was 21 years ago.
And even a variety of hardware to put on that door, right? Everybody loves the carriage doors, right?
Well, that's right. The carriage doors came in, you know, probably 16, 17 years ago. They've been super hot, especially in the Atlanta market. A lot of people don't know this. There's more carriage doors in the Atlanta market. And part of that is that hardware, the decorative hardware. If people don't know what I'm talking about right now, when you get the carriage doors and you see the handles or the hinges on there, that's typically what we refer to as a carriage door. These are not functional handles. They're not functional hinges. It's giving you the appearance of a door that almost opens like a front door, like that would swing open. But the door operates exactly like a normal garage door, a sectional garage door, the overhead garage door.
Well, you know, it seems like garage doors are getting more focus and more popularity. I notice here in the hot Atlanta market, in some of the best restaurants and nightclubs and all, I'm seeing garage doors as part. What's that all about? What am I seeing these beautiful garage doors in these restaurants and clubs? What's that all about, Dan?
Well, that is the all-glass garage doors that have become really popular, and I'm sure our listeners have been to plenty of these restaurants, and Atlanta is a great market, right? In the spring and the fall, it's great. You can pull that door open, and the people in the restaurant that are inside kind of feel like they're still outside. The people that are outside feel like they're connected to the inside of the restaurant. Then during the winter months and the hot summer months, that door's down. It's like a big open window to give yourself a great view from the inside of the restaurant to the outside, just right down where we are right now, right? And we're in the Battery. We've got tons of restaurants like that. That really, you know, have that aviance of the Braves Stadium right there, the people walking around all over the stadium, and they can feel like they're a part of it, even if they're inside and that garage door is closed, right, or if it's open. They can hear the sounds and everything, that the right bustling that's going on around the stadium. So it is really cool. Another thing, Jim, and you know this, I knocked a hole out of my wall in my basement that walks out to my deck, and I put in an all-glass garage door. So, again, I'm looking out from my couch right inside, and even when the door's down, I can see this, my backyard. I can see the kids running around. When it's nice out, I'm out on my deck. I'm looking at the TVs out on the inside.
It opens up a whole new environment.
It is a totally different look. People thought I was crazy when I talked about doing this, and as soon as I got in, they couldn't believe how cool it was.
So that's fantastic. It's awesome. So we've got a garage door. The security of it is very important to secure your home. But, you know, let's talk about design for a minute. You were talking about the different varieties in the garage doors. It's important not just to get a beautiful garage door, but a garage door that fits the rest of your home. And your company provides that service, right? You make sure that the garage door that gets up there is not just a standalone, great-looking garage door, but it goes along with the rest of the house, right?
Well, that's right. And there's two things, right? In this market, what's really big, and I've noticed this over the years, and it's one of the things that separates all Four Seasons from a lot of other companies. When we send out a salesman, that's what they're helping you do. They're helping you find the right garage door for your budget and for your house and the look. A lot of these companies will come out and these guys think people just want the cheapest garage door, and nothing could be further from the truth. If you're showing them these samples of how the doors are constructed, people want something with some value. It's a couple $100 more to get something that's got some security behind it, something that's going to last if you have an accident. And then the other part of it is what really matches your house. You know, sometimes people, they want some arched glass, and I'll tell them, you know, if you got arches in your house, arch glass is great. But if you don't, you probably want to stick with something without arches, something right that sticks with the architecture of your house, right? Right. You want, you know, the black hardware, right? If somebody's got the black lights, black shutters, I mean, that black hardware is going to blend in great with that garage door. So having somebody that actually can help you make that decision, that's done this for a long time, is vital when you're selecting your garage door.
Well, you know, one problem that a lot of people have with the garage door, it's so doggone noisy. It goes up and down. It sounds like an old drawbridge in a castle. Okay, maybe they have a bonus room over the garage. That's where the baby's sleeping. Every time the garage door goes up and down, it's loud. And that's changed too, right?
That is. You're absolutely right, Jim. That is definitely changed. Back in the old days, what we had was metal rollers running through metal tracks, and that creates a lot of noise. So nowadays, what we've gone to is nylon rollers. And so when you put a nylon roller in, that's going to cut down big time on the noise. Another thing that's going to cut down on the noise is having insulation in your garage door. You know, the old wooden doors with no insulation were so loud. Even if you get an economy door right now with no insulation, you're going to hear that metal kind of bending a little bit more. But the other thing people don't think about sometimes is the garage door opener. You get an old garage door opener, man, those things were noisy as could be, right? And nowadays, they've cut down. They have these DC motors versus AC motors, which just quiets that sound down, the motor itself. You've got belt rails instead of chain rails, instead of screw drive rails. Those are things that really quiet it down. So if you can combine with some nylon rollers and a quiet motor, you can barely hear that door go up and down.
Well, let's talk about the motor, the opener. Those have changed a lot too, right? And they can make your garage door run smoothly. And I know that. What happens if the, you know, we have storms here in Atlanta. What happens if the electric goes out? I can't get my garage door up and down.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're right once again, Jim, about how things have changed. And if you have a battery backup with your garage door opener and that the storms happen, we do have a lot of storms here, it will allow that door to open up probably about 20 more times before you're out of luck and you got to pull the red cord and start doing it by hand. But it's not just the battery backup. The technology has come a long ways. Of course, we've got the keypads on the outside that allow you to get into your door. If you're going for a walk and don't have your remote with you, you didn't bring the keys to your front door, but you want to lock everything up, you can use the keypad to get in. You've got...
Well, you know what I love about the keypad, if I can interrupt you, and you know, garage door openers are always getting lost. Kids are always losing them. So, you know, the kids come up from high school or whatever, they used to lose the garage doors. Now they just go right up to the garage, right, and hit a code on the keypad, and they get in.
That's huge. No, you're right. You're right about that. That's really big with the kids. And the keypad's been around for a little while, of course, but... The other thing, outside of the keypads, they've got Wi-Fi enabled now where you can look on your phone and maybe get updates when your door has opened or it's closed. Maybe you left your door open by accident and you didn't realize it. You could check that. The other thing is you can use your phone to actually open the door. Or let's say, Jim, I want you to come on over to my house. You got something to pick up. I don't want to leave my garage door open all day. You just call me when you're over there, and then from my phone, I can open that door and close it, and you can go get what you need out of my garage and take off.
So, well, you know, I'm always ordering stuff from Amazon. They're always coming. I could have the Amazon guy come in there, put the package in. The package is secure, and close the garage door, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, you're absolutely right. That's something that people do. There is some new features that are made almost just for that.
Wow. So it's there's a lot more to investing in a garage door than a lot more benefits than what people may think. Because we take it for granted, you know, garage door kind of boring.
It's changed. I mean, there's no doubt it has become a lot more mainstream and a lot more bells and whistles to the garage door owners.
Wow. And you've been doing this for 20 years, right?
That's right. 21
okay.
years.
But, you know, it seems to me that... there's a new division in your company. We're going to talk about that because there's another thing that you do that's very important to your home. Right here on the All Four Seasons Home Show with Dan Watkins, I'm Jim Niarchos. We'll be right back after this break.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamJack.com.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchis, and we're talking about garage doors today. We have the founder and president of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, Dan Watkins, is not only our sponsor, but our guest today. And we were talking in our last segment about garage doors, but there's a whole different division here of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors that I know all of you are interested in, and that's these beautiful front doors that Dan has. Dan, let's talk about the front doors, because I know that is something that originally when you guys started 20 years ago, you didn't do, but there was such a demand by your people that loved the garage doors and said, hey, how about a front door? You kept hearing about it year after year, and then the entry door division was born. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, Jim, I would get questions about that front door all the time, and as you know, I hate turning business down, but I also have to do things the right way, and if I can't find good installers or good products or good salesmen or what have you, I'm just not going to do it because I don't want that to hurt my name. I don't want it to hurt the business, and it's just not the right thing to do. So finally, about 3 years ago, I found the right guy, and we started the front door division. And listen, there's obviously with everything, there's a little bit of a learning curve with your suppliers and everything, the people that are doing it, how you're doing business. But I think we've really got this thing rolling now. We really understand the industry. And I, again, always have to have great installers, because a great install, and again, that can go to the garage door side too, right? I mean,
right.
You can buy the nicest door in the world. You get a bad installation, the door's going to break down. It's going to make noise. It's not going to look it right. It's going to creak when you open this up. So you've got to have a great, great installer, and I do. So when you're looking at the front doors, again, you're using the garage door a lot of times, right? People are going through the garage door all day. But that front door is the centerpiece of your home.
Oh, yeah.
And everything around that, right? I mean, it is, you know, you're looking at the windows, you're looking at the decks, you're looking at everything around that front door. So what you can do in a lot of situations is completely change the front of your house with your front door. There's a lot of different things we're doing. One of the biggest things we're doing on the front doors in Atlanta, a lot of homes, I mean, it's really standard to have the front door, two side lights, maybe a transom up top, which the transom is, mm-hmm. is that window kind of above the, right. the front door. So what we've been doing is taking those side lights out, and instead of one door, you got two doors. So you got the French door look, that just makes it look really grand. But at the same time, you're getting your windows, you put the windows in the door.
Right.
So you still get the beauty of the window. You can pick things like, you know, how you want people to see in, do you want to see out, right? We can, they judge, you know, the doors based on the privacy factor on the windows. They're also judging doors based on security measures. And of course, I'm selling high quality doors. So, you know, we want the best of all worlds, right? We want the beauty. We want the security. We want insulation. We want all those things. So when you're looking at a front door, there's a lot of different options too. We talked about the garage doors. There's even more options on the front door side.
Yeah. And people are very particular about their front door. I mean, they're really, really sensitive to it. So I know you provide a design service for that too, because, you know, people want something, like you said, that looks grand, that looks elegant. It's where everybody comes. And for the holidays, everybody comes through the front door. So they're looking for some direction. They may think they know what they want, but you help them with that, right?
Well,
and the
hardware
on the door and all that.
Well, listen, on the front door side, one of the biggest problems we have is people don't know what they want. There's so many options, and you have to show them what would look good. And one of the great things that we can do, and we can do this on the garage door side as well, we can take a picture of your home, and then we can insert the garage door or the front door and show the people what it would look like on their house.
How do you do that, Dan? How do you do that?
It's just software.
You're taking. I mean, that's very cool.
You're taking the picture of the entire house, right? And then you're selecting whatever door you want, and then you just insert it right in. So, you know, it's like a Photoshop basically for the people. And I cannot tell you how much that has helped us.
I bet they appreciate that, don't they?
They do. I mean, listen, when we first started, we really sometimes you might be in the home for an hour and a half or longer, and people still didn't know what they even wanted. You couldn't even get them a price.
Right.
And so once we started doing this and we could show people what it looked like on their house, it really showed, you know, it helped people make a decision on even what door they want to get a price on. I know that sounds silly, but mm-hmm. it really was hard where we didn't have that problem on the garage door side nearly as much. So and that's what you need to do. People need to feel comfortable. Like even on the garage door side, when we talked about the hardware there, you know, we bring magnetic hinges just to put on these garage doors because that's one of the most difficult things for people to make a decision on.
Oh, big time.
You don't have to put the decorative hardware in the same spot. Everybody's a little different. You know, you might just want the decorative handles on. You might not want the hinges. But when we can put something magnetic on to show you before we start drilling the holes in your door, it's the best case scenario for everybody. And again, we're trying to do that with the front door as well to help you make a decision.
Well, you know what's great about your company, All Four Seasons Garage Entry Door is a fine. It's not only do you have quality products, but you've always insisted on world-class customer service. You've always been a stickler on installation, which is something a lot of other companies cut corners on. And the service, I mean, you spend a lot of time with people choosing the right garage door, choosing the right front door. And walk me through what happens. Somebody calls up, they call you guys up, your guy comes out. What makes you guys different than the other door companies?
Well, I'd like to think a lot of things make us different. Number one, I just would say is customer service and being honest. I mean, that our integrity with All Four Seasons, as you know, Jim, my family, this is a true family business. My brother-in-law, my sister are managers. My nephew is a huge part of the business. My mother still answers phones after 7 o'clock. So we are a true family business. And part of my family is hard work and integrity, doing the right things. My family would look at me like I had three eyes if I made a decision without integrity and honesty. And that permeates through our entire company. You cannot work for All Four Seasons if you don't have that attitude. So, you know, just starting right there, that's what we're trying to do. So as soon as we take a phone call, we're gonna ask the customer, when is a good time to come out to their house? We want to make it fit their schedule as opposed to they have to fit our schedule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, listen, can you do it all the time, right? If you wanted us to come the same day, maybe not, but a lot of times we probably could. And we're going to try to do it. We're going to move things around if we have to because we want to fit your schedule. You're the customer and we're serving you. At that point, we're going to send one of our salesmen out there, and they're going to be armed again, where they're going to be armed with the iPads. They're going to be able to show you whether it's garage door or front door. They're going to be able to show you what that door is going to look like on your home. They're going to go over on the garage door side. They're going to go over samples, really on the front door side too. We're going to show you samples of the way these doors are constructed. It's so important. We want you to know. If you want to pick the cheaper door, we want you to know this is what the cheaper door looks like. This is how it's going to hold up. This is what it's going to look like from the inside of your garage. This is what it's going to look like down the road, right? I mean, after some wear and tear, after an accident here or there. So we're going to show you those samples. Then we're going to also show you the designs, right? We're going to go over the full design so you know we've got an entire brochure booklet that's showing you tons and tons of pictures of these doors so you can get an idea of what you might even want. Obviously, we're measuring, right? We've got different tracks that go in. If you've got low headroom, if you want to, you know, what we call high lift, which is we can sometimes lift the door up an extra 2, 3, 4 feet above where it would typically turn back into your garage. We've got all these different things, right? Obviously, we've got to put the right door for your house in. And you know what, Jim? Some people used to come in and just put a certain size door in there, and they didn't care what it looked like. And what I always stress to my salesmen, it doesn't matter what door was there before. We're putting the right size door in your house. And if you do that, you might make your door 3 inches shorter than it was before, but it's going to look better in the hole. The windows are going to look better. They're not going to get cut off. These are all things that it's going to matter when it's done. The people don't even know that. They don't know what we're doing, mm-hmm. but we care about, at the end of the day, how happy they are when they look at that door and how good that door looks. So these are the things we're trying to do that people don't even know that we're doing while we're out there.
Well, that, you know, the type of reputation you have for 20 years you know, that's something that's earned over time because everybody can talk. But I've noticed if people go to your website, allfourseasonsgarages.com, they'll see that you guys are multiple winners for years of the Angie's List Super Service Award. You are certified by consumer investigator Dale Cardwell, trustdale.com. You're Trustdale certified. Best Picks Home Reports book, 5-star review. It goes on and on. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I mean, there's no accolades that a garage door company get in Atlanta that you guys haven't gotten. And I know that didn't happen overnight, right, Dan?
Well, it did not. But as we go through these years, like you look in the Best Picks book, I think we've been in there for 14 or 15 years now. I mean, this is a long time. We've sustained excellence in customer service, and that is not easy, Jim. I know you know this, but you know, the more customers you have, the more that you grow, it's that much harder to keep your customer service level at the highest point that it is. And that's, to me, it means everything to me, and that has never wavered, no matter how many customers that we have. And listen, I didn't go out looking for those accolades, but it's nice when people appreciate those things and they award you for that type of excellence.
And customers today, consumers are demanding more than ever before, right? I mean, they expect world-class customer service, and they don't always get it. So their antennas up right off the bat when you come out. You have to prove yourself, right? Because that's the way consumers are. They're very wary.
We do. We have a big problem right now in this country. And what it is people are more demanding. And at the same time, we're all having a lot harder time finding employees that will live up to those standards.
Right.
I don't care whether you go into a restaurant and the service at restaurants nowadays, the other contractors are coming to your house, Jim. Listen, we've had how many conversations? I know people that never show up. They show up 2 hours late. Maybe they're rude. Maybe they're trying to rush through the sales process. Right. Whatever the situation is, it's really gotten harder and harder to do. But again, that's just what you need to do if you believe in customer service. You've got to you got to please those customers.
I'm going to take advantage of your two decades of experience here in this market, Dan, and it being in the home services industry. You know, if I may call upon you to talk a little bit to our audience about the potential scams that are out there. We don't want our folks to get ripped off, and there's a lot of ripoff artists out there pulling a lot of tricks. What have you seen in your industry that people do that our listeners need to be wary of?
Well, unfortunately, garage door business is one of the worst. And again, as we go through from week to week, this is a conversation we're going to have about a lot of different things. And because there's a lot of scamming that goes on with all of the home service companies. And with the garage doors, again, one of the worst. It is known as one of the worst. And some of the companies I have seen over the years, it's just awful what they do. And as you know, Jim, a lot of these competitors I had 10 years ago, they're not around anymore. Thank God. It weeds itself out after a while with some of these scammers, but it never stops. And there's always another one that has started. And really what these people are doing, there's a big company here in Atlanta. I will not mention their name, but they come out and they are not interested in ever selling you a new door. They only do that as a last resort if you want a new door. What they're trying to do is come out. They're going to tell you all of your hardware is ruined. That you need, you got this thing you need to do. Probably need to do this, but if it was me, I would do this. They'll give you an A, B, and C. They'll give you a brochure. They've got this entire scam that they're ready to put on for you. They're going to tell you that the garage door, if you don't change out all this hardware, the garage door is going to fall down on your kid's head and probably kill your kids if you don't do this. And they're going to rack up a huge bill and sell you all new hardware, rollers, springs, torsion bar, cables, everything under the sun, right? They're going to sell it all to you. And they're going to charge you as much as we would probably charge you for a brand new door that comes with all new hardware. And this is a national company that's right all over the place. And this is their scam. And if you let them get away with it, they're gonna do that to you. So if you have that type of company that's coming in there and they are trying to change out every bit of hardware you have, that's the first sign there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if another scam, right? They come in, you got broken springs. They try to charge you $1,000 for it. You tell them, no, I'm not gonna pay that. Well, how about $500? No, I'm not gonna pay that. Well, how about $300? You know, when somebody starts coming down,
right.
And they knock their price down in half, how do you feel, Jim, when somebody does that they value their product so little, or they're charging you so much that they'll cut the price in half? I mean, those are the people you need to kick them out of your home as soon as that happens. Yeah. Don't let them do it. Don't you know, somebody that's trying to rip you off, don't allow them to come down in price and then
they use scare tactics too, don't they?
Yeah, they're telling you that it's gonna kill you. You know, the other thing they do, right? They find they'll have a woman that's at home, her car's trapped in the garage, and they feel like they can take advantage of this woman, especially, right? And that's where you'll get the really heavy prices thrown out there. Another scam is the lifetime warranty on their spring. Again, the same company that I'm not mentioning names here. Mm-hmm. They're notorious for that, right? They're going to charge you four or five times what, say, we would charge for springs. They are going to put the exact same spring, and all they do is they powder coat the spring so it looks like a different spring, does nothing for the length of time. But then they're also, every year, they're going to come in there and charge you, you know, if you want that lifetime warranty, now they're going to charge you a service call to come in. Might be $150, whatever. So start adding it up after 6 or 7 years of paying $150, and you already paid $1,000 out of the gate. You got $2,000 into this lifetime spring before it breaks, and they put a new one on when it comes out. So those are some of the big scams when you know
service repair and maintenance is a big part of your business too, because not everybody needs a new door. Talk to me. You guys are the home of the $20 service call. Talk to me about your service end of your business, because a lot of your business is service repair. You go out and fix and repair and keep up their existing garage door, whether you sold it to them originally or not.
That's right. And we will work on any garage door out there. It doesn't matter if we put it in or not. We know about every single one. Every opener. It doesn't matter. But with service, listen, not everybody needs a new garage door when you come out there. You know, sometimes you just need service. You just need to fix your spring. You just need somebody to fix those sensors, right? You could have a lightning strike. You could have a power surge.
Right.
It could do something with your electronics. Sometimes you don't need a new garage door opener. I mean, these are just different things that can get your door moving, right? A tune-up, like something where you get some lubrication on all your moving parts, you tighten up some nuts and bolts, make sure your spring tension is good. Those are different things that we come out and do, and we do it at a very affordable price, and that's why we have the $20 service call. What the $20 service call is we're going to charge you, if you call up and you want us to come out to your house, we're going to charge you $20, okay? That's not a whole lot of money. We're not asking for a
whole lot
of money.
Wait a second. Hold on a minute. I've been dealing with home improvement companies for many, many years, more years, over 30 years. You're trying to tell me that you only charge $20 to come out and do a service call?
We do. And it gets even better than that, right? We feel so good about our prices, how fair that they are, that as long as you have us fix your garage door, we're going to come out before we do anything, and we're going to tell you what this is going to cost. And I would say 98 out of 100 times people have us do this work because it is a fair price and they know that it's a fair price. So what do? We waive the $20. You don't even pay the $20.
And there's no trip charge?
There's no trip charge at all.
Oh, my goodness.
So really what we're trying to do here is just, listen, we want to make sure.
You're trying to build a customer. You're trying to, a lifetime customer.
And have a little bit of skin in the game, right? I mean, it's just that little bit of skin in the game because you do have the people that call 6, 7 companies to come out for a $150 repair. So we'd like them to feel like, hey, if we can give you a fair estimate here that you're going to have us do the work. So that's really what that is, and I think it's very fair to everybody, the $20. So really what you're paying for is whatever we're doing at your house.
That's fantastic. Well, I can see why you guys are the choice for most people when they need service or they need a new garage door, they need a new front door, and you service. How far do you service? I mean, Metro Atlanta is a lot of counties. For our listeners, how far will you go?
We go really far, actually. Jim, you have a hard time finding spots we don't go. I mean, we won't go down to Macon. That's a little bit too far for us. But we stretch down pretty far on the south side, the east side, the west side, the north side. We're heading up to, you know, we're not all that far away from North Carolina sometimes when we're going up there. So, you'd have a really hard time. If you're listening to this right now in Metro Atlanta, there's a really good chance that we service your area.
I understand. And as far as payment options, you guys have some all the typical pay. You know, if somebody wants to pay other than a check or a cash, they can use their credit cards or.
Sure. We accept any. And the other thing is, Jim, we are a paperless company. So we are emailing you your invoice, or you have the opportunity to pay that way when we mm-hmm. send you. You know, let's say we sell you a door, we make you agree electronically, and then you can make a payment right there. So you could put, you know, if it's a special order door, you could put half down. We think a lot of that kind of stuff, that we're on the cutting edge of technology as far as garage door companies go.
What about COVID? How are you guys dealing with the COVID, the contact with the customer, all that? What precautions are you taking?
We're wearing our masks, right? And so people can expect that. We're letting people know when we're coming that they can, listen, if they don't even want to come out into the garage with us, they don't have to. Obviously, things are changing a lot with that, and I'm hoping that is kind of going away, and mm-hmm. we're going to be in a good situation. But of course, that's safety, you know, is the utmost important. Whether we're working on the door or whether we're coming near you and we're talking about COVID, I mean, safety first all the time.
Right. And when you screen your potential employees, there's quite an intense screening process. Not everybody can work for all Four Seasons garage and entry doors.
No, they can't. And again, I mean, customer service is a big thing for us, but obviously we don't want some criminal coming out to your house either and having access to your house.
Right. And what about scheduling as far as how soon can somebody come out if they have an emergency? Do you offer any kind of emergency service? I mean, what if it's a weekend? What if it's a holiday? How does it work? Are you guys open or what?
Yeah, we are. Listen, we answer the phones. We really do. I mean, listen, if you call us at, 12 or 1 in the morning, we're probably not going to get to you. But we will immediately check the messages and get out as soon as we can. And if you are calling at 8 or 9 at night, we'll get out there on an emergency fee. We do charge an emergency fee for it, but we will get out to your house. And if it's, let's say that garage door is falling on your car or getting ready to, that a lot of times is the thing that scares people to death is what we call a cable jump, when that cable gets off and one side and it's crooked and rollers are falling out. I mean, that's the thing that really scares people a lot of times. Or they're stuck in their garage because they got a broken spring and they can't get their door up.
Right, right. Well, I love the fact that you guys are family-owned, locally operated. You're not a franchise from, California or, so many of these companies in Atlanta, the owners are not even here. I mean, you guys are kind of like almost becoming a unicorn, a locally-owned, family-operated business with family all through. And, it's great. I mean, it's great because they call all Four Seasons and they're going to deal with family. There's probably a family member they're going to talk.
That same company, that national company I told you, the ripoff company.
Right.
That couldn't be, this guy's living in Florida. Right. And,
We're up against a break, Dan. But when we come back, I don't want you to go away because Dan has a special offer for all you listeners out there. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. And he's also going to talk a little bit about where he's from, how he got into this business. We'll be right back.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Welcome back to the final segment of the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and once again, I'd like to say we're very proud to be part of the Dickey Broadcasting family here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk radio program. And it's an extra 106.3, and we're kicking off here with our sponsor talking about all things about garage doors and front doors. And I just want to remind you that if you heard something on this show that you like, you find interesting, you want to share it with a family member or a friend, you can go ahead and listen to it at your convenience. You can go ahead and listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify or Google Podcast. Or you can also go to the Extra 106.3 website and listen to our shows, any past shows. So don't forget to follow us, okay? Dan, I think it would be a good idea to tell people a little bit about your background. You have an interesting background because you started off originally wanting to be in radio, TV, broadcasting, right? Wasn't that your interest as a young man in college?
I did. I wanted to be a broadcaster. But I went to school for it. But then I cut out and I wanted to try to start making some money. And sometimes in this business, it's a little hard to do early on. Mm-hmm. So I started in sales. I did some software sales and really just kind of bounced around to a few companies for different reasons. The company's going bankrupt or buying the business and moving the products to another state. And I just said, you know, I'd like to start my own business. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I actually went back to my home state where I'm from originally, which is Michigan. And my uncle had a garage door business for probably about 5 years at that point. And then his brother, my other uncle, worked for him. So kind of had the garage door background in the family. And I went around. I just went back and rode with my one uncle for a couple weeks and said, hey, I can do this. And then I went back and rode with my other uncle and did some of the work for a couple more weeks and literally went and put yellow page ads in, which I know people, right. Some of these younger people listening probably don't know what that is, but that was how you got business back in the day. And
right.
I was just dumb enough to think I could pull this thing off. And really what I did was just worked my butt off, Jim, for the first 5 years in particular. I'd had no other life other than the garage door life. I was fixing the doors. I literally started off doing every single facet of this business. And slowly, I started giving things away, you know, giving the phones to a secretary or not going out and fixing the doors anymore. You know, eventually, a long time later, I gave up the sales aspect of it. I did all the sales for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And then about 10 years, 11 years in, I brought my family down from Michigan, and that's when they started, you know, becoming my managers. And it's been great, right? I can trust my family. They're hardworking. I bet my sister and brother-in-law combined in 10 or 11 years have maybe combined missed 5 days of work for being sick or whatever.
Wow.
They're there every day. They've
dedication.
Got my back. It's amazing how far it's come. I mean, in some ways, it's gone farther than I could have ever dreamed of.
Well, you've got the next generation even involved, right? Your nephew?
Well, my nephew. I thought you were talking about my kids. I was saying, well, they're a long ways away. But yeah, my nephew does just a great job. And you've met him. I know you know him. And he doesn't act like a 23-year-old. He really acts like somebody a lot older. And in this day and age, you do not see a lot of 23-year-olds acting like he does. He's learned a lot. He's worked with me since he was 17. So
yeah.
he's like a veteran at 23, if you can believe it.
Right. Yeah, he's a fine young man. And you've got your sister as the office manager, right?
Yep.
I am.
And then
your
Kevin.
Your brother-in-law, Kevin, is the operations manager there, right?
That's right.
And mom is still involved, right?
She is. And when she can't answer the phones, I've got my I've got a cousin that answers the phones when she can't. So
she's got her
own backup.
And you're pretty accessible. You're in the office every day. If somebody wants to talk to Dan Watkins, they don't have to go through a lot of firewalls. You'll talk right to him, right?
No, listen, Jim. I'm still talking to people. I'm still, every single person that gets hired at All Four Seasons has to talk to me before they're hired. I just, you know, I want to make sure they get that sample of approval from me so we're not hiring the wrong people. And not that I know for sure, because obviously you have hit or misses, but it's important to me that we've got the right people working for us.
Well, let me ask you a question. The life of an entrepreneur is hectic. I mean, it's 24/7, okay? You're a busy guy. You've got a young family. Why in the world did you start this radio program, Dan? Why are you doing this?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, it's the same reason why we, you know, have been doing this before, is when you see the scams that are out there and then just even aside from the scams, if somebody will listen to this show, they're going to learn a lot about whatever the subject is. It's incredible as we uncover all the differences in products, right? I mean, that people do and services. And you start talking about that, you can start making a real informed decision on something right. that you and your family may need right. around your home, whether right. it's a service or whether it's a product.
So tell the folks real quick what we're doing every week here. Tell them, you know. Because, some people are hearing us for the first time. What is the All Four Seasons Home Show? What can they expect every week?
Well, they can expect anything from a roofer or a deck guy, a landscaper, all the way to learning about catering or at Christmas time, maybe about some Christmas trees, the history
right.
of
so
Christmas
every week it's going to be a different topic, and we're going to interview them and giving free tips and advice to our listeners how to save money, make good purchasing decisions, and how not to get what?
Ripped off.
Amen. All right. Well, you know, Dan, I know that you mentioned that you have a special offer for all the All Four Seasons Home Show listeners out there. Do you want to touch base on that?
Yeah, I'm actually going to give two offers, Jim. I'm going to do one on the front door side and one on the garage door side. On the front door side, I'm going to give you $400 off if you buy a fiberglass, steel, or iron front door. And it's got to be a front door, and it's got to be one of those kind of makes. And then on the garage door side, if you were to buy a carriage garage door, if it's a small single door, you'll get $100 off per small door, or you'll get $200 off a big double door.
Fantastic. That's a great offer. And how do they get in touch with All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors?
You can call us at 770-517-7078, or you can find us on the web at all4seasonsgarages.com.
Well, you've got an incredible website, too, so you got to build a door on there. They can kind of play around, get an idea before they call you, right?
Absolutely. On both sides, front and garage doors, you can start playing around with that and see what you want right. even before we get to your house.
And we're going to be here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with a different topic, with the tips and advice for our listeners. And next week, we have Hammocks AC. We're going to talk about air conditioning and heating and how to keep the air in your home pure, and with Kenny and Nate from Hammocks AC. If you enjoyed our podcast, I'm inviting you to listen to our show every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk, Extra 106.3.